This is Helen. She's from Teesside. She's signed up.
I have multiple medical conditions that leave me in constant chronic pain. I have to live with that pain for the rest of my life, all day, every day. And my GP's helped me with medication and that side of it. But what's very difficult to cope with is the knowledge that that pain is never going away, that you've got it till the day you die. And it's dealing with that side of it that led me to sign up for the course.
The course teaches those who attend to think about the present in a bid to minimise stress. Helen says it's about learning to see difficulties in a more positive way.
About learning to live in the moment, I think, is the best way to say it. About accepting things for the here and now, the not living in the past, the not projecting yourself into the future, the dealing with the situation as it is right this very second, and then looking a little bit further, so looking at your pain, in my case, looking at my pain not as pain, as something that's negative and horrible and something I don't want, but as really looking at it for what it actually is, so whether it's a pulling or a stretching or a pushing or a throbbing, and breaking it down like that takes away all the negative labels you bring, and by taking away those negative labels, the pain is easier to deal with.
Now, new Living Mindfully courses will be offered across Darlington and County Durham after the summer, up until the end of the year. They're going to last around 5 weeks, and Helen believes that the lessons learnt on the course aren't forgotten once it finishes.
Over time, I've noticed that I'm getting better and better at it, so I'm becoming a little less stressed every day, if you like, and I think that as I continue on through life, hopefully the rest of my life, that things will become more and more intuitive. So now, at the moment, if I feel myself getting carried away, I can sort of notice it afterwards, certainly, and think about it and go, well, what did I do wrong there, and assess it a bit better. Or I might sometimes be able to stop myself partway through that process. I'm hoping that through continued practice, I'll be able to stop that even from ever happening, and that would be the ideal goal.